You're listening to SBS News.
Outside Melbourne's Park Hotel, members of the Serbian-Australian community continue their vigil in support of the world's number one tennis player Novak Djokovic, who is detained inside. The Serbian athlete, a vocal opponent of vaccine mandates, has launched a legal challenge against his visa cancellation, which has seen him confined to the same venue as asylum seekers since Thursday, while his legal case continues. These protesters say they're angry at how the tennis player has been treated.
Oh, mate, I haven't slept since he's come off the plane. We're all sick to the stomach. Like every parent, you would never expect this to happen to your child, and I feel sick now. I could cry, so I can't comment anymore, but it's devastating. This government is disgusting and they need to be locked up and ask questions, because this is not right.
This is a big negativity for Australian government. They might even lose the Australian Open. It's possible. Yeah. They might even lose it.
Court documents filed by Djokovic's lawyers confirm the tennis star's basis for his application for a medical exemption and quarantine-free travel to Australia was because he had been infected with COVID-19 for a second time in December. As part of the Federal Circuit Court case, which resumes on Monday, the lawyers claim the tennis player received a letter from the Department of Home Affairs on January the 1st, confirming he met the requirements for quarantine-free travel. Australian immigration lawyer John Finlay says he feels Djokovic's lawyers have put forward a compelling case. Speaking to British broadcaster Sky News, he says the lack of coordination between Tennis Australia, the Victorian government and the federal government has now escalated to a major political dispute in the lead up to a federal election this year.
They will attempt to argue their case, and in this fraught political environment, the government of the day has got to stand up and be accountable. The opposition will try to attack them. So it doesn't play well for Mr. Djokovic outside of the court, but in the court, it's likely that justice will prevail in the court.
The Australian Border Force has also examined the medical exemptions for two others linked to the Australian Open. One of them is an unnamed European tennis official who has since voluntarily left Australia. The other is Czech tennis player Renata Voráčková, who was also detained in the Park Hotel after being allowed to participate in a warm-up tournament in Melbourne. The Czech Foreign Ministry confirmed Voráčková voluntarily left Australia on Saturday. Serbian Prime Minister Ana Brnabic says she's spoken to Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and secured access to items for Djokovic at the Park Hotel.
Us, as the government, and President Aleksandar Vučić too, we are in constant contact. The President is talking to Novak Djokovic and we are talking to the Australian government. We are doing our utmost to make this easier on Novak. In any case, until the final decision, Novak will stay in Park Hotel. But what we managed to achieve is that he now gets gluten-free food, which was one of his demands. He also asked for much-needed physical exercise equipment. He could not get his own laptop, but he was given some other laptop, also a SIM card, so he can keep in touch with his family. So he is staying at Park Hotel, but we hope his stay there is now a little bit easier.
She says President Aleksandar Vučić is personally involved in the case and the Serbian government is sparing no effort in supporting Djokovic. The 34-year-old is the defending Australian Open champion, having won the tournament's men's singles title 9 times. He's hoping to make that 10 times, plus secure a record 21st Grand Slam win. Djokovic's former coach, Boris Becker, says the whole experience threatens to ruin the tennis star's plans to cement himself as the greatest player of all time.
It's terrible for him. Imagine, you know, this man eats vegan. He doesn't drink your normal water. He doesn't sleep in a normal bed. He looks at life in a different way than most other players. Hence, he's so successful. So for him to be stationed in a room that he's in for the last couple of days is just terrible.
In Serbia, Djokovic's father, Serjan, says the whole family is following the court case and detention very closely, and they've been horrified at how he's been treated.
It's incredible what they've been doing to Novak for 4 days already. I'm horrified, along with 7 million other people around the world. People, it's simply unbelievable that they are doing this to Novak, to the purest, the healthiest, both physically and mentally, man in the world. The man who is very careful about every aspect of his life and work, who is very careful to never offend anyone in this world. He is always good and caring.
Djokovic's brother Georgi says he hopes Novak is vindicated.
A great injustice has been done. We cannot wait for the truth to emerge. We leave it to the court in Melbourne and Novak to reveal how a great diplomat and the best men's tennis player of all time has been treated in Australia.
Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews rejected claims earlier in the week by Djokovic's family that the tennis player is being held captive, saying he's free to leave the country. She says the federal government has responsibility for visas and border entry requirements will be enforced. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.